Track 13, Musical Memories. Maggie Secker told us earlier about Shirley Jones, and she mentioned that one of the musicals Shirley starred in was Carousel. Now Maggie is going to tell us more about Carousel.
When you walk through a storm, pull your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark.
Following on from the spectacular success of the first Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Oklahoma, the pair sought to collaborate on another piece. But in the knowledge that any resulting work would obviously be compared to Oklahoma, Carousel was adapted from a 1909 play, Lilium, by Hungarian playwright Ferenc Molnár. It explores themes of love, redemption, and the complexities of human relationships by means of its poignant storyline and memorable tunes. It was given a more hopeful ending than the play, as the original ending was considered too depressing for musical theatre. Carousel opened on Broadway in April 1945 and was an immediate success with both critics and audiences. Set in a tight-knit fishing community on the New England coastline, Carousel revolves around the ill-fated love affair between charismatic Billy Bigelow, a travelling carnival worker, and sweet but naive Julie Jordan, a worker at the local mill. Having married against everyone's advice only weeks after they first met, their budding relationship hits a rocky road as Billy struggles with his temper, the constraints of settling down, and financial difficulties. It's only after learning that he's soon to become a father that Billy vows to change his ways and provide for his family. But he falls in with the wrong crowd and dies in the aftermath of a robbery gone horribly wrong. Sent to purgatory for 15 years after his death, Billy is given one day to redeem his soul before he is permitted to enter the heavenly gates. Trying to perform a single good deed, he seeks out his daughter, now a rebellious teenager, destined to follow in his troubled footsteps. Billy reaches out to her, but is it too little too late, or will it be enough to change both their futures forever? Rodgers decided to dispense with an overture to the piece, as he said that this opening music was always hard to hear over the banging of seats as latecomers arrived. He complained in his autobiography that only the brass section could be heard during an overture because there were never enough strings in a musical's small orchestra, so he forced the audience to concentrate from the very beginning by opening with a pantomime scene accompanied by what became known as the Carousel Waltz. When Billy and Julie first meet, they're reluctant to admit the attraction they feel for each other. But they do talk about what life might be like if they were in love.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you.
By contrast, Julie's friend Carrie has no such reservations as she's engaged to fisherman Enoch Snow and is happy to sing about her good fortune.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottomed boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect.
The storyline is imbued with the daily life of the community, and one of the highlights of the year is the summer clam bake. Heralded by the number, June is busting out all over. However, in this song, sheep are depicted as seeking to mate in late spring, when actually they mate in winter. When this was brought to Hammerstein's attention, he told people that in 1873 it was a special year in which sheep did actually mate in the spring.
June is busting all over.
The sheep aren't sleeping anymore. All the rams that chase the ewe sheep are determined there'll be new sheep, and the ewe sheep aren't even keeping score.
Because it's June, 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 June.
Furthermore, when Hammerstein decided on the number, this was a real nice clambake, he realised that he'd no idea what a clambake was like, and he had to do some research, which led him into the complicated matters of how to prepare a lobster. Apparently, opinion is divided on this subject, and he opened up a right can of worms. Or should that be lobsters?
Remember when we raked them red-hot lobsters out of the driftwood fire? They sizzled and crackled and sputtered a song fitting for an angel's choir.
Fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's choir.
We slid them down the back and peppered them good and doused them in melted
Unfortunately, fire. As we learnt from the synopsis earlier, the story of Carousel is not one of universal merrymaking. Following this disastrous robbery, in which he was persuaded to take part, Billy commits suicide by stabbing himself and ends up in purgatory. After 15 years, he's offered the chance of redemption if he returns to Earth for just one day to do something good. By this time, Billy and Julie's daughter Louise has grown up to be lonely and bitter, ostracised by the local community because her father was a thief and a wife beater. At Louise's graduation, Billy is able to communicate to her that young people should not rely on their parents' success or lack of it, nor should they be held back by their parents' failures. He's also able to communicate to Julie that he really did love her. As Billy is granted his heavenly reward, everyone sings that most famous of numbers, "You'll Never Walk Alone." And if you're intrigued by this story and how Billy manages to do it all from beyond the grave, then you can take a trip to the Theatre Royal in Norwich next month, where the Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society will be performing Carousel.
Thank you, Maggie.